And actually, in just a few moments, I'm not going to speak very long this evening, but we want you to be able to dialogue with one another. And we've come off of a series on faith. How many of you guys out there have enjoyed our faith series? I'll tell you what, I've enjoyed it. God has spoken to my heart and reminded me and even taught me some things I didn't know, and definitely some things I had forgotten about. And I have to say, this has been one of the most fun teachings for me, being one of the people that gets the privilege to speak to you guys. I've really enjoyed teaching on faith. It's been good. And so today we want to have basically a discussion night where you sit around the table with the people there at your table and you guys discuss faith. It's not all the time you get to come to church, and you know, most of the time you come to church and you sit down in your seat and the preacher, he talks at you the whole time and you don't get to say nothing. Amen here, hallelujah there. But today we want to give you the opportunity to express, to discuss, and talk about faith. And hey, you may learn some things. You may be able to also bless somebody else around the table. And so tonight I just want to bring a few thoughts to you before we get into that. You guys all have a little handout at your table. And we've been talking about faith a lot, like 6, 7, 8 weeks, and so I'm not going to go through all the ABCs of faith over again tonight, but I did write them all down in some important points so that you guys can kind of look them over and consider them as you're answering the discussions, answering the questions that we'll be discussing a little bit later on. But I just want to bring a short thought about faith today. And today I've entitled this short word, this little word, with the title of a must-have belief. A must-have belief. Something I believe that you should really have settled, established, and something that should be strong within your heart and within your life when it comes to your relationship with God. The Bible talks about it. Actually, if you brought your Bibles today, we can go ahead and turn to Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to look at verse number 6, but a must-have belief, a must-have conviction. If you remember what faith is, it is a persuasion, a firm persuasion, a conviction. Based upon what you've heard, that's right, you got it right. Based upon what you've heard, simply what you believe, all right? So this is a belief that the Bible says that you must have. The Bible comes along here, and it says this in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Capital H, talking about God. Now, right off the bat, man, all of a sudden now, faith just got real important, right? But without faith, it's impossible to please him. It says, for he who comes to God, what? Must believe, all right? For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and then this is where I want to spend most of our time tonight, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Tonight, if you didn't know it already or if you've forgotten tonight, I believe God wants to reassure you again, get this established in your heart, that God, your God, one of his characteristics is that he is a rewarder. God rewards his people. God is not a God who's a hoarder, if you will, somebody who holds back, somebody who keeps. God is, and I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself, but God is a giver. God is a giver. God is interested in giving you the kingdom. I'm reminded of a verse in the Bible. You may be familiar with the story, but Jesus comes along and says, which one of you fathers who has a son and a son comes and asks of him for bread would give him a stone or give him a snake? He goes on to say, but you being evil, you know how to give good gifts. How much more does your heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to his children? And not just get good gifts, but to give the kingdom of God to his people. And today, if you've ever had a desire to understand the kingdom of God and what it consists of, I'm here to tell you today, this is good news for you. God wants to give it to you. God is a rewarder. And this is a must-have belief. Look at it one more time. It says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The word rewarder here in the Bible, actually, the better translation, the exact word in English would be the word, I'm going to struggle with this a little bit, but remunerator. Look at your neighbor and say, remunerator. Say it 3 times really fast. Pastor Joe, are you sure that's a word? Yes, I am. No, wait. Pastor, don't you mean, Pastor Joe, remunerator? No, the word is actually remunerator, all right? I had to look it up a second time just to make sure my eyes weren't doing something on me. All right, but the word remunerate means to pay. It means to recompense. It means to reward for work. A couple of the synonyms of the word remunerator is the word compensate. I like this one. It's the word reimburse. God is a reimburser of those who diligently seek him. What I'm trying to tell you today is that God, he don't waste a moment. I'm trying to tell you today that if you make the decision, if you can get this belief in your heart that, hey, God rewards those who seek him, I'm here to tell you today that as you begin to seek him, you'll find out that his word is true. And you'll find out that he'll never waste a moment. You will never seek God in any way, shape, or fashion and where he will not come through and give to you and reward you and recompense you and reimburse your time, your energy, and your effort spent seeking him. God is a rewarder. I think this verse really drives it home. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will what? Find. Knock and the door will be open. And just in case you didn't get it, he goes on to say, for everyone who asks. Wait, okay. For who? Does that include you? Yes, it does. For everyone who asks receives, and to him who seeks they find, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. God is a giver. God is a rewarder. God is somebody who gives to his people as they seek him. Now, looking at Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, let's go back to verse number 5, and let's read this a little bit more in context, because this is here in Hebrews chapter 11. This is what we call the Hall of Fame of Faith. People whom the Bible has recorded as people who have been people of great faith, and people, it lists these people for you and I so that we can follow their example. How many of you believe in following the example of godly men and godly women in the Bible? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So the Bible says here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 5. It says, by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. All of a sudden, verse number 6 comes along and says, now, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So this is where this statement is coming from. It's coming from the story of Enoch. It's coming from a man who had this belief established within his heart that, you know what, God is a rewarder of those who seek him. So you know what Enoch did? He started seeking him. And you know what? He found out God really is a rewarder of those who seek him. So you know what he did? He kept on seeking him. And he sought him a little bit more. And he gave him a little bit more of his day. And he gave him a little bit more of his week. And he gave him until it got to the place where God was like, I've had it. You're out of here. You please me because you seek me. And you seek me because you have this belief established within your heart that I'm a rewarder, and you have found out that I reward. And so you know what? I just, you're out of here, man. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd like that to be my relationship with God. You don't have to taste death, young man. You out. Let's go. Right up, just like that. God is a rewarder, all right? Today, I want to take you to just a few verses before I close that I believe really point to God being a giver, to God being somebody who blesses his children as they seek him. All right? So, first one today, James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse number 5. James chapter 1, verse number 5. The Bible says this. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, Pastor Luke quotes this all the time. It's a good verse. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, what's so cool about this verse is all of a sudden James comes along and says, hey, if you need wisdom, now I don't know about you, but Pastor Joe has realized a time or two that he needs the wisdom of God. Pastor Joe has realized a time or two, I don't know everything. Can I get an amen? All right. I need the wisdom of God. And so James comes along and says, hey, if you need wisdom, ask God. But then all of a sudden now, James takes a time out to tell you something about God. All right, well, look at it again. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Takes a time out. Who gives to all liberally and without reproach. It's kind of like if you came up to me and you're like, dude, Pastor Joe, my breath stank. I need some gum. Do you have gum? Do you have gum? I'm like, no, I don't have gum. But Jamal, you see Jamal right there? He has gum. Why don't you go ask him? Well, if you don't know Jamal, that's going to be kind of difficult. I mean, what are you going to do? Walk up to a stranger and be like, my breath stink. Do you got some gum? No, you're not going to do that. And besides that, he's a stranger. You don't know if he's going to give it to you, right? All right. But if I leave it there, it's going to be a little bit difficult. But if I stop and I take a time out to tell you a little bit of something about Jamal, I may be able to get you to go to him and ask him for some gum. All right. This is what I'd say. All right, Jamal, you're going to have to. Anyways, all right. So you go, Pastor Joe, can I have some gum? My breath stank. I don't have any gum, but you see that guy right over there? His name's Jamal. And Jamal, he loves to give. In fact, he loves to give people gum. He carries extra gum in his pocket just to give it away. You will be missing out if you don't go ask the brother for some gum. How many of you would be more inclined to go ask him for some gum? But because now you know something about his character, you know that he's a giver. And so that's what James is coming along and saying to you and I is that, hey, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who, by the way, gives to all liberally. You guys follow me today? That's good. All right, let's go to First Timothy. First Timothy chapter 6, verse number 17. My second piece of evidence for you today. I already started going too long. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 17. I forgot where 1 Timothy was. Just kidding. I'm there now. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 17. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Did you catch that? He gives how? Richly. What does he give? All things. God is a giver. God is a rewarder. All right? Last piece of evidence for you today, Romans chapter 8, verse number 32. Romans chapter 8, verse number 32. Boy, if you haven't seen it yet already, I don't think the Bible can get any clearer than what it's about to say right here, that God, he's a giver. Hey, listen, guys, this is a must-have belief. See, why are you going to seek God if you don't first believe that he's a giver? You're going to come to the conclusion that, yep, I could seek God, but it's going to be to no avail. In fact, this is why some people approach church the way they do. They don't bring their Bible. They don't raise their hands. They don't sing the songs. They don't get involved. They fall asleep. Well, maybe it's because they haven't established this belief in their heart and in their life that God doesn't waste a moment. And if I'm going to seek him, God's going to reward me. God's going to speak to me. Bless God. God's going to do something. I don't know what he's going to do, but it's going to be good because I serve a good God. God is good. It's supposed to be all the time. God is good. All the time. God is good. Okay. So the Bible comes along here. Romans chapter 8, verse number 32. It says, God who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Do you realize what? I don't know why everybody's smiling. For some reason, everybody's smiling at me today. I hope I don't have a booger in my nose or something awkward. But did you hear what? I don't know. Did you hear what the Bible just said? That the time came for God to make a decision. It was you or his son, Jesus Christ. Which decision would you make for a stranger? Which decision would you choose for an enemy? But the Bible says that God did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Listen, if God, listen, if I gave my son for you, which I wouldn't do, I'm not Jesus. All right. Jesus already paid the price, thank God. All right. You think you're going to come and ask me for something less? Like help with your finances? Like healing for your body when you're sick? And I'm going to tell you no? I just gave my son for you. I just gave my son's life for you. And you think you're going to come to service and you're going to bring your Bible and you're going to seek my face? And I'm going to tell you no? And I'm not, I'm sorry. I gave my son for you, but you know what? The precious sweetness of my presence is really only for Pastor Jim and Pastor Deborah. Special people of God. Maybe Elijah. He's pretty cool too. God gave his son. I've gone too long. I'm going to stop right now. God gave his son. How much, how will he not with him also freely give you all things? Listen, today we saw that God is a liberal giver. We saw that he is a rich giver. And we saw that he is a free giver. And what does he give? All things. So today, establish it in your heart and settle it in your mind that, you know what? If I go to God, if I go to God in prayer, if I go to church, if I, whatever I need, I can go to God and I can rest assured that he gives. He doesn't say no. And that's why the Bible says all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are yes and amen. If you got something good from the short word, you can give God a praise.